Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
Sabotage. I love you. She can only take
it. It's a sabotage love trying to fit. She the shit, she the one. She need now, she ain't never needed love. Let her go, let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage. Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Marinate, Work, 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 work.
Let us know what's wrong. What happened? What we do? Absolutely. I told you, I think I killed folks with that marathon we did a few weeks ago. But I'm like, it's
marathon
over. Come back.
And if you unfollowed him during the marathon, you missed a lot. It was fantastic, and I got a lot of good feedback on it. So if those 700 people didn't want to be a part of it, there are 700 more that do. We all know that by the number of our followers, which is steady increasing daily. So shout out to our new listeners in TM Hyman Radio Land out there.
No doubt. We are 55, actually at this point, 56,000 listeners strong, and we appreciate you. Tonight's topic: where is the romance in relationships? Last week we were talking about, you know, when he or signs that he or she may not be that into you, and Sabe mentioned, you know, a conversation in which, you know, someone said to him, "No one has, you know, sex for more than 30 minutes anymore." And again, I don't want to confuse sex with romance in relationships tonight, but I think they go hand in hand. Do you feel that you and your partner are stuck in a passionless place in your relationship? Why is that? The reality is, if you're feeling it, it's probably legitimate. There's probably no romance, or the romance has left your place of residence. Why? The bottom line is, a lot of couples today are just flat out busy. You got the reality of young children. You have the reality of teenagers living at the crib, and you know, you can't get in the laundry room like you used to. I understand.
Can't get it popping on the washer.
I understand. But don't ignore the reality. Hey, try to figure out why you are feeling stuck. You know, don't point the blame and it's because of him, it's because of her. You know, I mean, the reality is that there's an issue and both parties are playing some type of role in the lack of in the relationship. You know, again, don't finger point. You know, try to figure out what's cracking and then come up with some creative ways to get back in.
Sure.
Where you used to be. Bring that relationship back. Again, if you're feeling stuck, don't do the finger pointing and the blame game. You know, try to figure it out, be creative, and get it in where you can. That's what I'm talking about. Resentment, you know, or anger in some way is one of the bigger passion killers, I think. You know, there's nothing like resentment and anger to keep you from getting the cookies.
Well, no cookie would be baked if it's resentment and anger going on. The oven does not get
not a morsel of a chocolate chip. Not one sugar.
No
cookie.
Brown sugar.
No oatmeal cracking. If there's anger, you know, the bottom line, you got to figure out, hey, you know, what have I done? Recognize, you know, the damage, you know, that's taking place. It didn't work to redeem yourself, Mrs.
For sure.
Or Mr.
For sure.
You know,
or
whoever you are. Whoever you are.
That's
now,
right.
Tell me, I know, you know, hot chocolate, you know, women know how to zip it up, lock it down.
Hey, and, you know, a lot of times men feel like, oh, she's using, you know, sex as a weapon to try to get back at me. It's not necessarily the sex. It's the silence and the eye rolling and, you know, the no cuddling, and I'm possibly not cooking this week. And if I am, I'm only cooking for the kids. And if I cook you something, I'm not going to sit down and eat with you. It's all of that comes along with the lockdown of the cookies that, you know, can bring resentment to a new level on both parts. So you have to be cognizant of what is going to bring about resentment. Know your spouse or your significant other to understand when they need more attention in the romance area. That will cure a lot of problems. Now, I'm curious to see what Sabe James has to say about this. So we're going to go ahead and bring him on the line and try and...
All the way live from Baltimore, Maryland. Give it up.
Never.
JB James, welcome to the show.
I ain't got nothing. What's happening? I ain't got nothing against BMO, but I wouldn't like to be a representative of their city tonight. Sorry.
Wow.
I mean,
shout out
I'm
to
just
all
saying,
my
I got,
B-more people, because we love
I got peace in B-more and there's him in B-more, but I got locked up out there twice. I have nothing good to say about both of them.
Now, you cannot blame that area for your transgression.
Listen, I had I was simply a civilian on my way somewhere, and I got stopped. Okay, I wasn't bothering nobody. Nothing.
You weren't doing nothing. Right. Nobody.
We just gonna say repping the DMV somewhere up there in that
yeah,
area.
Rock limit,
that dude,
yeah.
St. James.
What up? What up, though?
All right.
What it be like?
Where's
how
the
y'all
romance
doing
tonight, brother? What's the where's the romance tonight? Save, you talked about last week, you know, somebody telling you that, you know, no, 30 minutes max is over. It's a wrap, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If we get to 30, the question is, where's the romance in relationships?
And how did you calculate 30 minutes? Did you have your stopwatch on?
No, I'm going off of what somebody told me, before, and that seemed to be the general consensus in that conversation.
Okay.
One person threw that out there, that idea out there. Another one just kind of co-signed, like, yeah, that's true. You know, no more than 30 minutes, no more. So I just said, I mean, there's been this just shift in everything, like the way society has just cheapened the value of, like, basically relations, sex or whatever. It's like it's all over the place. So it's like, you know, it's nothing anymore now. You know what I mean? You ain't got to work for it to get it like how you used to back then. You know what I'm saying? You just have to put in work. Like, I was listening to some of the examples that my mature co-host over there. So mature. So mature co-host over there. Yeah, said I heard what you was talking about. And, you know, but that's a real-life situation that people got to deal with in certain relationships when they, you know, things get routine and you got to kind of spice it up. And, you know, and that's how the woman species operates. They won't come out and say nothing, but they're going to try to drop mad hints. And we so dumb, we don't figure it out. We just like, you know, we cut and dry, though. We like, yo, just tell me.
And sometimes it's not the fact that you're dumb. It's the fact that you're stubborn. And you're that just tell me part comes a lot with you recognizing.
Well,
because along
that,
with the hints.
Is it that we're stubborn or is it that we're immature? Because I think we don't really, Sage just said it, you know, we don't have to try anymore. And I think, you know, because it's all about sex, we've lost the notion of romance and relationships because we really aren't mature. We really don't understand mature love.
I can agree with you on that, but I don't think it's a maturity thing. I think with that, it's just the way human beings are wired different. You know what I'm saying? Like, men, we give us the state the facts. Just the facts, man. We don't need any other stuff. Give us the facts. But, you know,
but when we give you the facts, at times you ignore them, that's when we start throwing hints because you act
understand
the direct facts.
The times, it may be the times that you want to talk about it. You got to talk about stuff
role.
Like that when he wants to talk about it.
No, because
I'm telling you as a man in a long enduring relationship right now. Sometimes it's an innate instinct that we pick up on. We can hear you, but we won't be listening.
So you'll
Absolutely.
Only listen when you want to hear it. That's
you.
How this works.
No, it's not even that we don't want to hear it. It's just that sometimes we're at the current point that you may want to discuss something that's been on your chest. It may not be as conducive for us to want to be able to, you know, give a part of ourselves to be able to listen, to empathize, and maybe make a conscious change. But we don't want to hear it keep coming up, so we'll entertain it at that current moment. We'll hear you, but we're really not going to be listening that much.
You listen when you want to. You hear when you want to.
I'm just telling you, that's just how it just happens. It's unconscious. It's an unconscious effort. How it just happens. It just it grows on you to do that because you're trying to do so many other things sometimes. It's like, okay, I don't mind talking about this, but I was about to, you know what I'm saying, do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, I just came back from A, B, and C. My mind is on other stuff right now, but I know this is probably been burning up on you. You need to get this off. So let's talk. That's fine.
Right.
But then we're
going
to have to get reminded of it.
At that current moment, Call of Duty is more important than what
not even Call of Duty. It may not even be Call of Duty. We didn't see the end of that flick that we was looking at work. You know what I'm saying? We got to see how the joint ends. Money shot or not. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure the consistency stays there. So, you know, there's other things that's going on.
Where is the romance in the relationship is the topic tonight. It is 9:21. We'll be right back. It's Hump Day Wednesday. T-Vibe Radio Live.
And it's also June New Music Month. We are rocking music from unsigned new artist Trayvon out of, and I hope I say this right, is it Kilnarrock, Virginia? I know I tore that up, but he's a 17-year-old phenom on the rise. Check him out.
True love put it easy for me, yeah. What would I do without you? You know my heart beats for you, but how can I love you? Although they say love comes and goes, I know the way. Love is like a moment. It will come and tear you down. Never has a reason to make your heart feel bam. Let it show you worth. Take away the hurt and the pain. Have you had a every emotion that made I'm gonna promise you that I'll be here.
TM Hyman Live, we are back. It is 9:25 p.m. here on the East Coast in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the youngster, Sage James.
What?
Also joining us is the general, T.M. Hyman, and
that's right.
Trayvon, the 17-year-old P-Nom out of Kilmarnock, Virginia. Yeah, I heard you, but anyway. Trayvon was actually raised in Lancaster, Virginia, and he's an up-and-coming artist, and we appreciate the submission. Shout out to his manager, Jay Ski.
Yeah, and that was a smooth joint, too.
Yeah, that was hot. That was like Chris Brown croonish.
I was saying the same thing in my mind. Like, this is Chris Brown.
He has a very nice tone to his voice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
Chris Brown on dope over here. That's what I heard, you know.
Cut it out.
Well, I mean, and so let me talk to the youngster, Sage. Sage actually said that he did not think that maturity was an issue. And so I just want to back up a minute to that because I think we are caught up in a sex society, and we really don't understand, I think, the nature of what relationships really are about, specifically relationships that blossom into marriages. And so I think when I say a maturity issue, because most of us, specifically men, we don't really like going against what we feel. And I think when you talk about a relationship, and specifically a relationship that has its passion, I think it takes a mature mind to stay focused on what's right. And a lot of times it requires us to have to behave in a way that's really contrary to what we feel at times. And that's hard work because the reality is we go off of what we feel. But I think a mature mind, you know, sometimes says it's not really about me right now. It's about this person, you know, that I love, or this person that I'm trying to love, or this person that I'm trying to live the rest of my life with. We don't even go that far. It's about right now, snap, crackle, pop, microwave, you know what I'm saying? We're thinking long term. And so that's why I think it's a maturity issue, specifically with men, because, again, you said we don't have to work as hard as we used to. You know, it is every corner you turn. You know, now it might be a corner that will lead you into the road to STD, but I mean,
yeah, but you can still get it though. You still can get it.
So I think maturity is a major element that's missing, and we just don't really focus on it, I think, as much as we should.
And I think I would have to agree once you break it down like that. The maturity factor, I guess, would kind of tie back into the example that Sage was giving, where, you know, you may not be ready to hear it right then because you're doing X, Y, Z, or you just finished doing X, Y, Z, but that compassion that you feel for your mate and the compromise that, you know, sometimes it's a give and take you have to give to get a little, which in this case you might be trying to get a little, and all she wants you to do is listen, so if you listen to her, you might get some.
I'm going to get mine regardless.
Oh, my God.
In my house.
You're missing the point.
It's my house.
Oh, God. That's another show.
I don't care what the conversation was earlier.
It's your bus and you're the bus driver.
Get on the bus.
Yeah,
CBJ. Nah, I'm talking with you.
No doubt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't going to say much or nothing to that, but I mean, I guess when you put a spin on it like that, I guess that level of maturity, like, you know, how Chuck was talking about, you know, you do have to consider. But, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes I just chalk it up to the fact, you know, to the reasoning of which I referred to earlier. You know, times be difficult like that, you know what I mean? And it's like Chappelle said on that one that Standard he did early, like back in early 2000 in D.C., he was like, whenever we got to talk, it's always about some stuff that I got to do. Ain't never about nothing that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So part of that, you know what I'm saying, plays a, you know, as like a inadvertent defense mechanism too. You know, it's not, like I said, it's nothing that we plan to do. But it's just sometimes it just falls into place like that. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But then, you know, you need to come back and equal the level of maturity for the both of you to have the discussion like mature adults. Like, you both have to be able to rise to that. One can't be more mature than the other, or else it's not going to work.
No.
Because of course, it's you, and it's not necessarily, okay, well, I have an example about you, and I know I might, you know, X, Y, Z, and I'll try to work on that. Compromising again, but...
No, I mean, absolutely.
That's not how it works.
No, absolutely. That should be the normal response from any, you know, evenly yoked relationship. You know what I mean? That should be the normal response, but we always know that's not the typical or the average response you would get, stuff like that.
And then that's
you know
interesting
I mean?
That you say that the equally yoked part, too, because unfortunately a lot of relationships that are in existence out there are nowhere near equally yoked.
And I blame them for allowing it to perpetuate on its own, because
true.
Anybody that has a rational mind and has any kind of idea of what they would want for themselves wouldn't allow certain, you know,
but I think sometimes it
behavior.
Starts off. I think sometimes it starts off fine, and then it takes a turn. And so the issue is, you know, what caused the train to jump off the track? I don't think we spend enough time trying to figure it out because,
right.
I mean, you know, we talked about becoming busy, you know, I mean, which creates, you know, a gap, you know, I think in a relationship over time. You know, if you have children, if you have teenagers, you can't get it in, you know what I'm saying, like you used to, just the busyness of life. And then you got anger, resentment, you know, sometimes we can't let go, you know, of situations. You know, we saw her looking at, you know, him, you know, when we were out, you know, that pissed me off. It's on mad for 2 weeks, you know, or she saw you looking at her, you know, and she's tired of being disrespected when we're out. You know, you always
right.
looking at, you know, other women. You know, then I think, you know, it comes down also to mistrust, you know, a trust factor, you know, overall.
Yeah.
To me, that's a major blockade to passion
yeah,
in a relationship. You know what
trust
I'm saying? I mean, when you don't fully trust your partner or yourself, you hold back. You know,
yeah,
you're open to intimacy when you kind of, you know, stuck like, you know, what the hell they do, you know, last night? And they were gone all night long. He said he was helping his friends move. He wasn't helping his friends move. I mean,
he
yeah,
came
he
in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a real talk. Some of these girls need to expect a gadget out there. I had this one chick that I used to deal with. She questioned me so much, I really was starting to believe that I did something wrong in the midst of that conversation. Like, I mean, I was really like, because I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was on my way to DJ at this one party back when I was in Atlanta. And then in the midst of the conversation, I forgot, like, you know, I forgot something back at the crib, so I had to make a U-turn real quick. And on my way back to the crib, I was in Atlanta, so there's a lot of wildlife out there. And my complex was really big, had lakes and stuff, so there was, you know, animals around. And a rabbit ran across in front of my car. I said, oh, snap. They got rabbits out there chasing everything. And so then she was like, what are you talking about rabbits? And I was like, oh, I had to come back to the crib. I forgot something before I went over to the spot. Oh, yeah, but now you're on your way back to the crib. Who's over there? Oh, and started going in on me like, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, did I do something? Is somebody at the crib that I don't know about? You know what I'm saying? Like, did I forget somebody was there? You know what I mean? So it was great. I mean, speaking of which, today's her birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, mama.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I hope you're listening. I mean, and the bad part about it is once I moved on with my life after her, I saw I lost a friend. And she doesn't want to admit to it. And it's sad.
Hey, it's important that you address your doubts and your hesitation and get clear about, you know, what it is that you're feeling or thinking. Because, hey, if you're building your relationship on a foundation of trust that's shaky or non-existent, hey, you're doing the most for no reason.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Spinning the wheels right there.
For no reason. Hey, it is 9:35. You're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. We're talking about where's the romance in our relationships tonight. I mean, but what's the difference between sex and romance? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? We'll talk about it when we come back. TM Hama Radio Live.
More new music from Illiteracy. This is Never Mind What You Sippin'. It's a short one, but it's hot.
We still here, man. Yo,
never mind what you laid back sipping. We drop this now, the grace period extended. When your brain lack nutrition, come back when you can digest it. The 5 second rule irrelevant. Mom just ajacks the kitchen. Flavor is acquired here, taste that, it's different. One listen, they can regurgitate that like infants. Technology gave the game the Apple, but the vibe of real music screams 8-track edition. Xbox repo, we gon' take back the system. Checks and balances basically telling us that cash holds weight. Fade in the hands of fake mathematicians. Kama Sutra, underdog, great in that position.
Why do I feel so comfortable in a padded room? Huh? Now believe me, I don't even need to tell you what this all about. Just stop, like comma. Now the game needs a throwing out in Casino Man. And if it's a casino, hands on the table, Royal Fletcher's game, spit his ass and call it amino. Fasten a bomb on my casino. Not talking about Franklin, but melodies is straight lace. The first rhyme on top of this bass line, damn I'm sick. Never stop me from tracking and grinding. Why you on the tread, I'm not moving, just status. Hell, I think I saw you move backwards. Why you a factor when we spitting like camels and staying fire than backs and breaking the shackles? Damn, that feels better. Feels good to be loose. Like I drink a bottle of laxative and ate a basket of prunes. He made me laugh, is the truth. Ain't got no reason to lie. No days off, back to work. There ain't no sleeping this time. I'm not facetious, just trying, taking it from me. I'm a grizzly bear while the competition is gummy. Something in it's different, it's been away. And I like it, smell the folders in a whole sizzling pack of bacon. It's rise and nothing shine, it's the new dawn, baby.
Need and want everything.
I'm Hyman Live Radio.
Sorry.
All right. There's my intro. Okay. TM Hyman Live Radio. We're back. 942 East Coast. About 742 out. No, about 642 out San Antonio. They be out in South Beach getting ready to take this championship back to San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, we were talking about sex versus romance. And that's some myths, some stereotypes, I think, you know, between men and women, boys and girls. But, you know, tell me what the difference is in you all's mind. You know, they say men want sex, women want romance. Men just act romantic to get sex. Women just act sexy to get romance. Is that true, or is that just another one of those, you know, male-female myths, like girls are bad at science, boys are bad at English? You know, what are your thoughts?
I think all of the above can be true in both categories. However, I think in my personal experience, men front or try and fake about the way that they feel about romance, and they really do want it, and I guess they feel like if, you know, they show you that they want to be romantic in some aspects, maybe if they're initiating the romance too much, that, you know, the girl will feel like they're soft, or, you know, like, you know, they're just coming on too strong, or it's too much, or it could be misunderstood. And I think that men in those situations lose out on a lot of good opportunities, because women are really open to men initiating the romance thing. And when you think romance, men, somehow, in my mind, I feel like you're thinking wild extravagance over the top, and it doesn't have to be, you know, 5 dozen roses, you know, and the whole house full of candles, and, you know, you got her serenaded by Brian McKnight, and, you know, it doesn't have to be all that. Little
but that's
things.
What sold her. That's what sold
but,
us.
But
they,
see,
they
if that's what sold
that
her, that's your fault, because that's what you presented to her. If you present that to her initially and that's what you're giving her in the romance department, that's what she's going to expect all the time. If you feed her little bits of it, you know.
Huh? I'm not saying that
necessarily.
I'm just saying that's what they sell.
Well, that's not necessarily sold all the time either, because, like I said, we like little things, and if you feel like you don't want to do anything because it's not big, then you're missing out on an opportunity just to really show how sweet and thoughtful you can be by something that's a small gesture.
Okay, so tell us, because I think you're right, but I think for those of us who have fell into the romance, you know, arena, or for those of us who do know how to romance, we learned it. It was something that was learned. So for me, yeah. I think what you just described is absolutely romance. You know, roses, soft music. You know, you got to create the ambiance as far as the light. Yeah. Damn, you want to set the stage. But, yo, help me understand how I can be romantic on a budget. So tell me something that is inexpensive that you would consider romantic that I don't have to bust my pockets over.
I can sell you romance for less than $30 and for things that you have in your house. You ready? You got a pen?
Go.
Candles. Music. And think music, not just, you know, drop her panties music. Think music of when you see her singing those songs that mean so much, or even something thoughtful that she might have told you. I'm going to give you a good example. Heard a rumor about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's wedding. Her bridal shower. He did not attend. However, he was thoughtful enough to send her like a collection of books that she shared with him that her father, who's now deceased, read to her when she was a child. That's thoughtful. Now, it doesn't have to be the whole line of books. It could be one book that you all saw at the dollar store that she said, oh, babe, you know, I used to read this when I was a little girl, and you just saw how it made her smile. Okay, so there's a dollar you spent. I said candles, I said the music, the book, food, and don't think full course dinner, think her favorite snacks, and then think of a way for you and her to share them together, where it's not just here, you eat these, and then later on you're complaining because you gave her a pound of chocolate and, you know, she's complaining that she's getting fat and she's asking you if you feel like she's fat. Okay. Sharing of some intimate things together, like not necessarily the whole shower together, but if she's in the shower, you can offer to wash her in the shower, but you don't have to get in the shower with her. No, if she's coming out of the shower,
we know what that's going to leave. Come on now.
Okay, but those are still things that you're getting to that are romantic steps to get there, where it's not just, okay, let's get it in. You know, like, show her that you're being attentive to her. You don't necessarily have to, I can't say that, it's the wrong night for that, finesse her, young men. Make her feel like she's the only one that you're into. Even if you don't feel that way all the time, make her feel that way. And I think we spent $6. Candy, candles, music. Music's probably around the house on iPods and laptops and stuff like that. So I don't think we spent the whole $20 or $25.
What if a favorite snack is bread pudding from a place that's $15 per bread pudding?
Then you spend the $15 for the bread pudding, and you put it in a cute little bowl, and you put two spoons in it, and you feed it to each other. You like bread pudding too, don't you?
Yeah, well, what if my side is spoiled?
Why would you buy a side of $15 spoiled?
So anyway, moving on.
Thank you.
Anyway, so the small things, that's the small things in life. So now what I can say is that sometimes, you know, I'm not going to say that sometimes men, they don't pay attention to things like that. That may be in one ear and out the other. Like, what is like some kind of generic small things?
But you said earlier, you said it, we don't pay attention. We don't really pay attention. I mean, so I think we could probably do ourselves a favor, you know, really by paying more attention to her likes, her dislikes. Really, what does she say? I mean, come on, fellas, there's no reason why you should never know, you know, your girl's favorite color, her favorite food,
even her favorite
fragrance. I mean, if you don't know those things, I think that's a starting point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Favorite fragrance, favorite food, clothes, you know, what she likes, you know, little trinkety things. If she likes makeup, if she likes, say it again.
You got to know sizes.
Absolutely. You better have a list of sizes.
And even if you don't want to ask her size because it's uncomfortable, because one thing I've learned about women, women don't want you to talk about their hair, even if it's messed up. They don't want you to talk about their size, even if they're fat as hell. And they don't want to talk about their age, even if they're mature.
Well, if you are my man, then we can talk about all of those things above, because we have a very open and honest relationship, and I want you to get the sizes right. Don't bring me back no size 9, and you know I'm a 12.
Right, but this is the key. This is the key to fellas who don't really want to have those conversations. Yo, just go in her closet. Just go, hey, look, pick up a shirt. Pick up a shirt. But she's not there. You know, pick
when
it up. You don't even have to
when
ask.
You're fixing her breakfast the next morning and there's a trail of clothes from the bed to the door when y'all came in from the club or from wherever you were at, backtrack in the trail and write the sizes down.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, first comes love, then comes marriage, then those babies in that carriage. Hey, but if you don't have passion in your relationship, you ain't nowhere. Hey, we're going to take a pause, come back. We're going to help you to put the heat back in your love life. And it starts with being more direct. You got to get your communication game up. And you're tuned to TM Hama Radio Live. It is 9:51, a few minutes left in the show. Where's the romance? When we come back, we're going to help you to put it back in your love life. We'll be right back, TM Hama Radio Live.
Mature people know how to communicate.
One more time. I want it to be perfect. Oh, man. She got a lot of game, B. Been with your ratchet ass. You gave up the brains, now you're coming with the games. Standing in the mirror, trying on my chains, smiling. Baby, you want some champagne? You need a towel? You going out the train? If so, can I drive the range? Pick up Melissa, Jennifer, and Lorraine. Oh man, here we go. The last dude you was with must have been slow. Ever since your girlfriend made the intro, 10 of y'all all packed up in the rental. You gave me a look that made it real simple. We could get it in, you know, video. But I ain't Ray J, you ain't Kim K. Cancel the cameras, we can fuck all day. Make a pit stop, hit it in the hallway. Apartment upstairs, bumping Cool J. 10 minutes later, you're holding my hand. Got your head up on my chest like I'm really your man. I'm thinking to myself, is this part of the plan? Where you going with this? Don't understand.
She's so ratchet, oh. She's so ratchet, oh. She's so bad that you don't cash at it.
Never.
First I'm gonna smash, smash. It, then I'm gonna leave it.
Lean.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither.
I'ma get mine. Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. Hunger Games begun. Sitting on the side of my bed, count my ones. Talking about me and you would make a cute son. Convincing me you ain't really seeing no one. I love spending time with you, but so fun. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, please, I'm done. This shit's unreal. I guess I should blame it on them damn high heels. The way your skin looks when your silk blouse peeled. That damn D'Angelo and his How Does It Feel. You went from jump off to G4 Jets. All type of baller saying I got next. I should have ignored you when you sent that text. Knew I couldn't afford you when we first had sex. Had to do it anyway. And I would do this shit all over any day. Cause you're a nasty thing. Drive me up the walls with the skills you bring. But I hope you're okay with a little Burger King. Cause the bills be whoppers when you find dining.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet, uh-huh. She's so bad, it's so cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it,
smash.
Then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. My pockets feel light. Woke up this morning and something wasn't right. The numbers are all off. You got your hair done and it looks all soft. Can't find my knot, no place. You're giving me the innocent poker face. I feel weird when we embrace. You treat my house like it's our place. And you go hard in the bed. Am I doing that much or do you need meds? I mean, I believe what you said, but you were screaming as you was giving me head. Aggressive shopping and credit card dropping. Relax, baby, ain't none of that popping. Once that starts, ain't no stopping. The swap meet got real good cotton.
She's so ratchet.
Talk radio
show.
TM Hama Live.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Relationships, where's the romance has been our topic tonight. It's Wednesday, June 5th. Hot chocolate, St. James, that dude, Team Honda, coming to you live out of Tampa. Hey, putting the heat back in a relationship first starts with communication. If you don't communicate, how can you expect your partner to know what you're thinking? If you're feeling a little disconnected, tell them, tell her.
Yep.
The solution. Bottom line, you know, and then do better. You know what I'm saying? Plan to do better. But then you got to do little things for each other. You know, grand gestures are lovely, but flying off for a romantic weekend in Paris, you know, isn't realistic. So instead, show each other how much you care, you know, by, hey, bring him a cup of coffee. If he doesn't drink coffee in the morning, bring him whatever he likes in the morning. Pepper up his favorite dessert, her favorite dessert, you know, after the kids go to bed. You know, you got to do those little things consciously in order to get the heat back in your relationship. Hey, another thing, change up your routine.
Yes.
That routine is what the problem is. You know, we're not talking about your daily schedule. We're not talking about, you know, we're talking about changing up, you know, the bedroom. Wink, wink.
Yes.
You know, if your
the location
has become humdrum, non-existent, it's time to switch up some things. New positions, new techniques. Hey, get it in.
Don't live missionary all your life. Please, Lord, please.
Hell no.
Another big one, because we are so technological. Get unplugged. These days, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, we all end up on the iPhone. Or we tweeting the heck out of, you know, a situation, or we tweeting this Facebook and that. Hey, on date night when you're out, make it a tech-free zone so you can catch up, you know what I'm saying, and leave all the digital distractions alone.
Yes, that's a fantastic rule, unless it has something to do with the kids. Babysitter's only when you should be taking a call from. That's it.
Absolutely. And then bottom line, you know, you got to try a new activity together. Together. I don't care how risky it is. You know, you want to go zip lining together, go bungee jumping together, take a new language together, exercise together, skydive, whatever it is. You know, you need to ignite the endorphin rush in your life to get that heat back in your relationship. Do you hear me?
Live a little.
Appreciate it.
We're trying to help you. We're trying to help you tonight. Say, what's on them tips?
What's up?
You got to, you know how to get the heat back.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Nah, man, you know, I'm keeping it simple, you know. The main thing that I've always realized about women that I'm getting better at myself, compliment them. They love compliments. You know,
that
you got to tell them things and, you know, notice things. That's where it goes back to the paying attention thing. Like I said, I'm getting better with it. I'm terrible with it, and I'm working on it. I upset my old lady all the time because I think it, but it never come out. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And that's most of us, though.
You know what I mean? I think it now, and I'm satisfied with what, you know, the product is, the finished product is at all times, but as long as it's like no news is good news to me type deal, and I know I got to get out of that. And the most of us that think like that got to get out of that. They need to hear it. And that's just the bottom line. You know, I mean, I know that one thing. You tell them one thing, say you're going to dry spell, you ain't saying nothing once, just not inadvertently. And all of a sudden, she does different with her hair. He knows, like, oh, that hair do look pretty good on you. That's what's up. And it smells good, too. Please believe. Middle of the night, you're going to be waking up like, oh.
Oh, my God. Join us Friday night for the Friday night cypher. I am Hot Chocolate. He is on the loop as usual. Save James. And he is the general PM Hyman. We love Kizzy, Madam C. No Boston. She wasn't with us tonight, but she's with us in spirit, and she will be back with us on Friday as well. Friday Night Cypher, where we go over news and entertainment for the week. We are TM Hyman Radio Live, and we will see you on Friday. Peace.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Peace.